Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, and you're listening to the Valder Beebe Show's Today's Interviews, featuring today's global newsmakers and purveyors of today's most recognized brands and products as our featured guests.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Valder Beebe Show. I have the honor and a distinct pleasure of talking with Dean Lawrence. He is the Dean of SMU Perkins School of Theology. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. We call this the news of the day. Dean Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, a lot of people are talking about what happened and started in Libya, and now it's spread to Yemen, Egypt, and other places. But I don't know if anyone's talking about the religious aspect of it.
Well, I'm sure that in many places over the weekend and houses of worship, there were various conversations about the religious dimensions of it. I think the very important issue is that religious communities here in the United States who differ with one another about basic belief systems are obliged to have mutual respect for one another. And what provoked this whole situation was a video that showed utter disrespect and disregard for one of the great religious traditions of the world, namely Islam, and some of its basic tenets. So I think a conversation that would be very helpful for Christians to have with one another is a conversation about how to show respect for other religious traditions, including those with which we're not personally affiliated.
How can that be done when, I don't know, we don't have the same fervor all the time when maybe for us as Christian, where Jesus or God is depicted in a cartoon or in a movie, we don't have that fervor and that zeal. So how can we understand other religions when they have that fervor and that zeal?
Well, let me start by responding in terms of a fundamentally important Christian doctrine, namely the belief, the conviction, the absolute commitment that God became flesh in Jesus Christ. The doctrine of the Incarnation says God was present, is present in Jesus Christ. Well, that means, among other things, that God took on the flesh of the world, and so Christians are extremely comfortable having Jesus depicted in various forms of art. We use as a fundamental symbol for Christianity the signs and the evidence of his death on a cross. We depict him in stained glass, in painting. And we've also, over the years, depicted him in some multiple or multicultural forms. I have a volume that's very important to me called The Faces of Jesus that is really a collection of art from around the world where Jesus is depicted in a physical form that is recognizable by those from various cultures. So Asian art shows Jesus looking Asian. African art shows Jesus looking African. European art shows Jesus looking European. We're very comfortable with that. And as a result, cartoons, as well as excellent or exquisite art, represent acceptable art forms. Islam operates from a different position. It does not allow the representation of the Prophet Muhammad. So it's a matter, first of all, of understanding our own theology as Christians, and then developing a position of respectful understanding of another religious tradition.
You said something. You said that Islam does not allow any representation of the Prophet Muhammad.
Yes.
But aren't we given the mandate also to not to make any graven images? And so do we not respect that?
Well, the commandment clearly says you shall not make any graven images or images of God representing in a false way. The Christian doctrine of the Incarnation says God chose to be present in the man Jesus. And therefore, God chose human form. That's a Christian doctrine.
When we see these unrest in the world, we were stunned when it first happened, but it's not in our backyard. But do you think we should be more concerned, like you said, to start to have more respect for other religions? Because this is part of our backyard, because everything keeps telling us we're a global society. Also, our religion tells us that there is really no separation between us and God. So that means there's no separation in man.
Yes, all those points you've made are important ones. Let me simply add another one to it, and that is, in the United States, we have an amendment to the Constitution, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, that says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means in the United States, we have a deep commitment to respect for all religious traditions. So even though there may not have been visible forms of unrest on the television screens that we've seen in other places in the world in the last several days in response to this atrocious film or video that was released, the fact is that as Christians in the United States, we have neighbors who are Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Sikhs, and a variety of other religions. So as Christians, we have an obligation to respect our neighbors and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And certainly that point was very significantly made by Jesus in the parable of the Good Samaritan, where we're talking about persons who were on very different sides of a religious tradition, and yet it was a Samaritan who helped a Jew in his time of need.
To wrap this all up, so we've got all this unrest. I'm sure people like I did took a break from this for the weekend because I really couldn't take anymore just continually watching the unrest. Now
yeah.
We're back to our daily lives. What do we need to do once again as Christians, as Americans? What do we need to do to add to the peace? Because Jesus told us, you know, if you can't bring peace, shake the dust off and move on,
mm-hmm.
rather than bringing unrest or adding more fuel to the fire.
One of the fundamental things we can do is respect the biblical principle that says love your neighbor and respect the sojourner in your community. For Christians, it seems to me that means it's our responsibility to take the initiative to reach out to persons of other religious traditions. And in this case, I think the religion of Islam is the one in question, to reach out to persons in the Muslim community and begin to develop conversations that recognize how diverse the Muslim community is. There are many variations of Islam, as there are many variations of Christianity. Basic beliefs held in common by all adherents to Islam, but an extremely diverse array of manifestations that it's incumbent on us as Christians to get to know our Muslim neighbors.
Today, my guest has been William B. Lawrence. He's the dean of SMU, and in Dallas, that means Southern Methodist University, Perkins School of Theology, and just sharing thoughts on the current events. Dean Lawrence, I want to thank you for your insight. I want to thank you for your calmness, because I believe that's really what we need in these troubled times. And thank you for being a guest on the Valder Beebe Show. I really appreciate that.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to the Valder Beebe Show. Keep sending us your emails, because we love to hear about celebrity guests who have inspired you and the life-changing topics that aid you in seeing life differently. View our full broadcast schedule on ValderBeebeShow.com.